What's Up Fool podcast. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
We're here at the What's Up Fool podcast. Rodrigo Torres, Lisa. What's up, fool?
Chilling,
we're right here just chilling, man. We were talking about a lot of shows that you guys don't watch, like shows on FX. Like, there's been 3 seasons of Fargo, and who's seen it? I've seen them all. Right now, I'm going through season 2. You know, I like season 3, though.
Season 2 of what?
That's season 2, right?
The one Fargo?
The one with the guy from that
the
show.
One in the 70.
From that show that I never watched, too, either. He was like a doctor or I don't know what he was. The closer, the fixer. He was in a show with Emma
Ray
Stone.
Ray Donovan?
Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt?
Was she in a series before on FX?
I don't know.
Or a woman who looked like Emily Blunt.
She's a woman in Sicario.
Yeah, Sicario.
Yeah. I don't know. Who are you talking about? He's in the 70s one?
Yeah, he played the brother. One of the mountain guys.
The one with the beard and everything?
No, the middle one.
The middle one.
The one
the guy with the teeth like
the one that took over, yeah. The one that had the blonde daughter.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. He's in, he's in so many things.
Yeah, he was good, man. Gottfried, right? What were their names in Fargo?
Gerhard or something?
Gerhards. The Gerhards.
Gerhard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Ado. Gerhards.
You know who else is great is Jean Smart from Designing Women? She plays the mafia mom. Yeah.
Took over the
mob mom.
It's all weird. Like
staticky?
It all.
Yeah.
I hear static in the static in the thing. It's all of us.
I'm good. You?
No.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool? This week, I'm in Spotlight 29, February 2nd, February 1st. I'm in Visalia. I think that show is sold out.
Yeah, Visalia sold out.
And I'm coming to Alabama or Mississippi.
You're coming to Alabama in 2 weeks. I have dates coming, but I'm looking up Fargo stuff. What do you want me to do?
Forget the Fargo stuff. Give me a cough.
God.
Let me clear my throat. What's up, Rodrigo, man?
Chilling. What up, dog?
How old is that t-shirt now, bro?
T-shirt is...
It's black.
2013.
I got some old-ass t-shirts, too, bro.
Feels good. Man. It's all worn out. It doesn't even feel hard, dog.
I got one, man, that's pretty old. I still have it. The Playboy one. I bought it at the airport.
Playboy bunny on it from the 60s. Yeah.
What's the oldest shirt you have, Phil, that you still wear?
That's it? I could tell it's old because she's fading, you know, and the strings are coming loose.
The woman.
What
Playboy
jersey.
Logo do you have as a shirt? No, yeah, that one.
It's old school. Yeah, it's
Farrah
like a
Fawcett looking chick.
Yeah. I went to a dentist this morning. She's one of those dentists that you got to go to, bro, if you don't like needles, if you don't get no shots. She'll
give you that if you need
there
it.
You go.
There's no Seventh-day Adventist dentists that don't use any painkillers and shit, right?
That's old school, bro.
Christian Science.
Those people, man, they get like real charcoal, bro, and they break it up and they put it on your mouth and just start brushing.
I have some of that toothpaste right now. Like some weird mint charcoal. It's brown. It's black.
Do they work?
I like the way that you don't have that aftertaste, dog. It looks like shit, though.
Yeah, charcoal's good because it'll pull out any toxins.
Like, I feel cleaner, dog. I'm not going to lie, dude.
For those of you guys who don't have charcoal, man, all you got to do is do it on Monday, man. Just burn a flour tortilla and scrape it on your mouth.
She didn't do that, dog.
But you know what?
Yeah, fool?
Yeah.
But you know what? Listen. Yeah. You know what? We were talking to what's her face, Martin's ex, about that, and her mom was paisa lady, in denial.
Who, Kat?
Yeah, her mom was a paisa
lady.
She was
indigenous.
But she knew all these. Like I always thought of his girlfriend as very Americanized. You know, very for having a mother who was so.
We're good double agents sometimes.
Yeah. Well, she just would hide it, I guess. Except when she was with you guys, and we'd come out, you know. But I was talking about charcoal for food poisoning and stomach flu and all that stuff. Because if you take charcoal tablets, it goes away.
Not like regular charcoal from the bag, right?
Oh, no,
hell no. That's what I'm saying. I was like, you guys had me confused right now.
No, they're charcoal capsules. Kingsford. And it is charcoal that's ground up. It is charcoal that's ground. It's charcoal
dust.
Is it
like
dust.
A mineral? What is it? That
that's the charcoal that Trump fighting for?
Coal mining? Yeah.
That's coal, right?
Yeah.
That's charcoal? Unprocessed coal, but charcoal comes from that. But it's charcoal is coal has a property in it that helps clean, that helps purify. And a lot of water purifiers have charcoal in a lot of scent, you know, odor purifiers and things
and
like
the filters?
That. Yeah, pencils. They have, and the fish filter too that has that has charcoal. That's graphite, isn't it?
Graphite.
It's the pencils, but I know what you're talking. The little pieces of charcoal that you use to draw.
You know what it is.
Back in the day with Spanky in the game.
You put them in paint, they color each.
Hey, you sit there by with my head, you know, drinking my guts of goo.
Anyway, we were talking about charcoal, and I said it'll stop your food poisoning if you take a couple capsules.
We used to call it dark ass paisa charcoal, bro.
Oh, that was his nickname?
Anyway.
It was supposed to get dark, huh? They would never be light, huh, if you put them in jail, huh?
That fool was steam. He'd be cooking rice, dog, by himself, and then like, every time he opened a pot of rice, we're talking about some guy that I used to work with, man. He used to live there on Drew Street, and because Ivan used to bag on him, Ivan Cuellar. He called that food charcoal because it was dark. It was just not that dark, but he was like Eric Estrada dark, you know? And he used to be by the rice. And we had this big old kettle like this, working for Yoshinoya. And he would open it up, bro. And that food would be right in front of him getting steam, bro, on purpose. At this, and he'll look at us.
Yeah. Like, is he cleaning out his pores? Bro?
I guess, dog.
Over the food?
No, like, it's a big kettle. He opens it up. You're supposed to stay away from it because it'll burn
you, right?
Yeah. But the fool stand in front of it, like, see, dog?
I'm cleaning out my pores?
Then I even said, that's what you do, like charcoal, bro. So we started covering with charcoal after that.
Hey, who's that nasty fool that used to say, trucha con la carrucha? Used to say.
Oh my god!
A nasty, ugly fool, a bald fool. He came up to you guys a couple times.
That fool was like one of those cholos, bro. That was dressed like a hardcore cholo, but he ain't from nowhere, right?
Why be a cholo then? Huh?
Like he ain't from nowhere. Like he ain't got no hood, but he still like be with cholas, eh? But he ain't from nowhere. His name was Gilbert.
My culture, Holmes.
And like, he was talking exactly that day, Holmes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, dude, that fool show up to work, bro, with like...
all the cholo work?
Creased up nice pants and some shiny ass Stacey Adams.
Damn.
And one button, dog, walking all hard like this. Like he's walking like, in a scene of American Me about to watch a movie and get stabbed. Eh?
But he's going to work at Dodger Stadium. Eh?
Yeah. So, like there's no lockers to change, bro.
Are you serious? How is it then?
They were changing the bathroom.
You guys have to change in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I thought you guys had your own quarters, locker room.
You show up ready to work, bro.
Oh, there's no, you don't have a little a rec area or nothing?
It ain't like fucking Laverne and Shirley. You put on a coat there.
Yeah, you hang it
up. Nobody had lockers.
A little stereo
you
in there.
You show up ready to work or your clean clothes were in a backpack.
So what the fuck was this fool doing?
Red fool was taking his time to do everything, bro. This fool, you send that fool to go get ice, he'll go to every food stand talking to people, bro, on the way to the ice.
That's the way to do it, dog.
I don't think he ever did 20 minutes of work the whole time I saw him there, bro. That fool will take off, bro, walking like this, all hard. Every job you put him in, he looked like a cholo that was faking it, dog. Like, you give that fool a broom, he's standing with a broom all hard, eh?
Charlie.
For real. All right, eh? Then that fool be like, and he knew everybody, bro. One time, Ivan caught that fool in a lie.
He's a metro politician.
Then he's telling like, hey, bro, don't you know that dude over there from Echo Park? They call that fool Cobra. He used to work over here and sell souvenirs.
I said Cobra.
It's like he's like my primo, homie.
He's like my primo,
homie. He's like my cousin, homie. Yeah, man, we used to go way back, eh? And that fool had a lady in that job, bro. And then, dude, he's like, the dude's 35, bro, showing up with fat ass hickeys, bro. Like dark ones, bro. Like he was getting tortured.
Lo mamaron, dog.
But this was a scam he had, eh? Like if he knew, like, somebody died, or it was somebody's birthday. Like, just say it was your birthday. He'll go around all the stands, bro, collecting donations for you for your birthday so you can have some cash. But you never got all the cash in.
He took a cut.
Of course he did, though.
Collection plate.
Because first of all, you didn't know that he was doing that.
And how did Catherine catch him in a lie, fool?
Oh, here we go. He said, so yeah, man, you know Mary? Yeah, I know Mary. That's Bobo's sister. Yeah, Marianne. Hey, bro, you know Mimi? Yeah, that's, I know that girl. Yeah, yeah. I used to go out with her. Eh? Then Ivan goes, hey, bro, you know this girl named Claudia? He goes, Claudia. Claudia what, eh? Cuellar. Yeah, I know her, eh? You fucking lied on my sister, stupid.
Just a fool that knows everybody to sound cool, huh?
He lied. He kind of lied, dude.
That's funny.
But hey, man, she's the only Cuellar. Cuellar. Fucked it all up.
He said that, huh? Yeah, he had a comeback, though.
Well, anyways, him and his girlfriend broke up.
Uh-huh.
And they have been broken up. He started collect his, and then her mom died. That fool started a collection for the mom.
Funeral services, huh?
Yeah, dog.
We want to bury her. We don't want to burn her up.
But it was funny, though. He showed up with a big ass car, so everybody could sign it. If you want to leave something, go ahead.
If you want to. And did he collect money, dog? Bank? Fuck, dog.
And everybody knew that fool. And that fool talked to everybody, bro. I'm surprised he was in the fucking Dodger dugout, dog. With a push broom, doing something, bro. Or pretend he waters the grass.
Trying to get all close?
He got in everywhere, fool.
Really? In the whole everywhere. Little Dodger organization except the field?
And he always smelled like cologne and Tres Flores.
How would that fool look when he left work, dog? The same or what?
Fool the same, dog. No sweat, homie. The last time I saw that fool, he was a security guard somewhere. And, bro, his pants were too big, dog. The jacket was too big. And he had it all like this, homie. Like,
still trying to be stylish
like
and
top
hard.
Flight security guard. Like, he made that jacket look like a, like one of those cholo jackets, those old school ones. Like, they have a...
The line?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are bad.
Every shirt. He had every Pendleton, too, dog.
See, the whole, like, fucking outfit, huh?
Like, you hit him. I don't know. What do you do? What did he do back in the day when you hit him up? This was like the 90s, right? 99? Where you from, homie? Hey, from nowhere, homie. This is just a lifestyle. That's probably what he said, dude. It's just a lifestyle, homie. I just like this thing because I represent me.
Cultura.
Punch to the face, man. Shut the fuck up, you fucking fake ass veterano.
After 30, you're a veterano, huh?
But what if all the chicks that he's dated, they're from somewhere, right?
Different neighborhoods, right?
That fool did have a pocket comb, bro.
Old school, the finger?
It was like a round one. You put your finger in it, the middle finger, and you go all the way back, and then he had like a little mustache, too. But this fool was fucking... How come people never call bullshit bullshit, dog?
I don't know. People don't want to be...
Why do they let it go on, man?
It's being PC, dog. You don't want any problems. Just whatever. You go talk shit when you go home, dog.
Like, it's just like, you're just going to let people... You're just going to let this fool go around lying to us? Not me and Ivan, bro. We knew. We knew he was lying, dog. Hey, bro, don't come over here trying to help, bro. You're going to be here 2 minutes, dog.
Do you want to be you guys'
bro,
friend
every
shit, or what?
Time... The only way he would look... Like, if he's not like... he'll see a dude outside... A dude outside doing stuff, right? What?
Oh, I thought that was my phone.
Amber Alert?
No.
Hey, bro, you'll be so high and there'll be an Amber Alert. And then you see on the freeway, Amber Alert, Toyota Celica, 4555. And I'd be like, damn, is my car a Toyota? I get paranoid, man. What kind of car do I have? Because sometimes you know it's probably the wrong car, dog.
Motherfucker start looking at your ass, dog. Calling the CHP.
Yeah, man. You ever cried in your car by yourself?
Yeah, fool. Pulled over and just bawled.
I was thinking about the other day because I was kind of bawling yesterday. You know, I was just a little sad. But I remember bawling in my car, but I was thinking, what if the police were to pull me over, man?
Oh, you were bawling driving?
No, yeah. I was bawling driving one time. And what if the cop pulled me over, right? Pull over, ma'am. But it was one of the good ones where you're like,
a little bit of like saliva and like a little mucus coming in with it, all emotional, no, watery eyes.
But the worst is when you're loaded, man, I'm glad I don't get loaded because I don't have good memories.
That's what I do. I don't know, man. I used to trip out fooling, like, because you were sober when I met your ass, dog. When you started getting fucked up, it's like, fuck, what's wrong with this fool, dog?
All those bad memories come out.
I just, like, because I tripped out when fools would cry when they would get drunk. Like, sometimes, as a little kid, there was, every now and again, a fool start crying, and then, like, it'll turn into somebody, like, calming him down, okay, and then he'll try to fight somebody, and it's like, whoa, dog. Like, I thought drinking was just, like, laughing, fucking gambling.
It is for most normal people. But these are not normal people. No, I'm serious. No, you don't have a normal relationship. It's weird. With
like, you see that. Like, I remember, like, people just, like, at a drop of a hat, dude. But, like, the people that, like, I have an uncle, fool. Second uncle, this motherfucker gets fucking drunk, dude. Like, coming home, coughing out blood, like, throwing a fucking couch through the fucking living room window. God. Like, fucked up, dog. And but, like, other fools, I would trip out on that. I thought it was all about good times. But, you know, I didn't want to intervene. Hey, dude, do your thing, dog. Let it out, dog, you know? But, you know what I'm saying? But, it's like, fuck, some fools are different, dog, you know what I mean?
You pulled over and shit? And
I pulled over and just fucking let it out, dog. Or you're sometimes you're at your house and you let it out, dog. You have to. I've cried in front of my mom and shit, all that shit.
I can't even count the times I've cried in my car.
Yeah, like no, I've cried a lot. Like you just, but I think that's a cleansing when you cry like that, dog. You live. It's an equivalent to me, kind of like shroomies, dog. Like,
but see, crying is important. You need to do it. But yeah. I think also, Felipe comes from the background where you know you're told to keep it in and you don't cry and don't cry. And how did
you start crying? They whip your ass.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like tough. We would always make fun of each other, like when we cried. Like, it's you. It's like you know, kind of picking on you and shit. But you have to, like, I don't know.
I mean, he's actually not supposed to cry. His parents, like, not allowed to. And that's fucking, so dangerous. And
you gotta let that shit out.
It's gonna come out some way. Yeah. You know,
it's like fuck, dude.
It's
like,
going to.
Motherfucker crying on Bambi.
Yeah, like
it will. Remember Isaac when he cried at Where the Wild Things Are when they floated away?
Yeah,
and he's like, no, it was just the screen was bright. He was like seven. He didn't want us to know he cried.
But just painful shit that happened to you, or like you know, motherfuckers dying and shit, all fucked up ass shit. Mm. But yeah, man, I think it's a cleansing, dog, when you cry, whatever, you know. But yeah, dude, I've cried everywhere, dog.
How would the cop react when you pull over and cry? Officer, you don't know.
Well, I fucking...
That might be a good way to... Well, a lot of girls use that to get out of tickets. I've never tried it.
I was throwing a little booger coming up my nose, too, bro.
You know, the snot bubble, the Viola Davis.
I have a snot bubble going. I was in pain with you.
I used to try out a joke where, because this girl told me, this chick I know, she's gotten pulled over twice, fucked up, and she cried to the cops and they let her go.
Yeah.
The second time, he's all, you just got to give me your number and shit.
But that's the part about sucking his dick.
Well, I said, I tried to do the same thing, but the cop told me, yeah, but you're going to have to blow me, motherfucker.
That's a good one, dog.
It's another one that would bomb all the time, fool. It's like, what the fuck? But yeah, dog, getting away with it, dude.
You can't get away with shit no more, bro. Like that chief of police, bro, from New York.
Oh, fucking our sister, dog? You better work like some Mexicans.
Yeah, man. She told all her detectives, because they were looking for some sexual predator, I want you all to go out there, do your job, and work like Mexicans. And then she said, don't snitch on me for saying that.
And they said, like, the half the force was Hispanic, right? Dominican and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And one guy was married to a Mexican, the rest of them white. She probably looked at the white fools and go, don't be snitching on this motherfucker. How about the?
She probably left a lot of words out of the speech. Like she probably told them, "You guys gotta work like Mexicans," you know. But she probably wanted to say, "Y'all been working like black people," and they cut that off.
Oh hell yeah! And you guys get paid. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, and then the part about snitching, she probably saw a white person. Don't be snitch on me like white people. But they only focused on the Mexican part.
Oh yeah, looking at a white dude.
I bet you that chief of police, that woman, black woman, she's heard some racist shit though.
Oh well, I think she came up and she became an authority figure, and then people were like, "Dude, fuck this black bitch." Dog.
But it's funny though, you know how
that's what happened with her.
How it's different when a woman says it.
Yeah, that's what I'm again.
Like that would have been a black man saying it. Yeah, it would have slid,
well,
bro.
Well, maybe. even like a white chick saying it. I think it's the woman factor, because I didn't say what gender those guys were in that force. I bet you the majority of them are men, dog. Because they also said she collected. It's funny that you brought up the thing about, because I read that whole article after you sent
it
to me.
I read it too.
And she collected money for a birthday party, and she never had the birthday party. And then she was getting investigated by internal affairs for that. And then she gave the money back.
But she work at Dodger Stadium? So I'm just saying about, we're just talking about what the chief of police lady said, and I'm just saying like it's different, you know, because also she's a woman, bro.
Yeah, dude.
And it has a bigger sting when a woman says it.
Yeah, she could push corruption like a man.
Because that would have been a black man saying it, or even a Mexican man, or Asian man, or any man. Yeah. It wouldn't have been as hardcore, as bad, as they're coming down on her.
Yeah, she just got the bad luck of the draw. I don't think she just had, she didn't have the people behind her, dog. The power of the people, dog.
She wouldn't have kept that money, bro.
But I bet you she came up corrupt, dog.
You think the Dominicans and Puerto Ricans were offended that she didn't say
they didn't give a fuck
Puerto
about
Ricans
Mexicans
or Dominicans? Yeah, they don't care about Mexicans.
Nah, they didn't give a fuck about no Latinos. Hey, what the fuck? He's talking about scam artists, that fool, the fire festival dude you guys were talking about earlier?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Because we seen that Carlin clip at Steve's, right? Fucking what's the name? Played a little bit of it. That one day we met up there.
Yeah, watching at Louis, yeah.
And then, so
fire
what?
Fire?
F-Y-R-E, right? F-Y-R-E, fire festival?
Fire what?
Festival?
Fire festival.
Yeah, fire festival. That's what it's called?
Yeah, the thing is, well, it's called Fire, I think the one on Netflix. And then the other one is called Fire Fraud, I think.
And that's the Vice one or the Netflix is the Vice one?
Netflix is the Vice one. And then the other one is, it's basically people, it's two different perspectives of people who worked with McFarland. And Hulu, what she was just saying, Hulu paid, Emma was just saying that Hulu paid $100,000 to that guy McFarland to get the interview. That's why he was in that one. And so he's been paid. He got them for $100,000.
So the whole documentary starts off with a guy, they have makes an app that we can all, like if I want to hire LL Cool J, I could hire him through his app. Like the app will have LL Cool J.
That's booking app. That's how it starts. That's how it starts.
So that's how he made his first money?
No.
That's how it starts.
Oh, that's how Fire Festival
that's
started.
That's how Fire Festival
starts. Yeah, because I don't know shit about it.
Because he talks about the app that he wanted to start with Ja Rule as the face of it, right? So, for example, you can go and say, hey, I want Maroon 5 to play my bar mitzvah or whatever. And you make an offer to Maroon 5. Now, Maroon 5 has to be on it, though. This is another thing. I don't know anybody who's going to forego their agent and go directly to somebody who wants to book you for a fucking birthday party. Bad idea already, unless you're rich enough, maybe if you're – but if you're rich enough, you'll go through their agent anyway.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're not
going
to go
matter.
Directly to them. Like people who email you, show up at my daughter's quince. It's like, come on.
What a dick.
So this fool went from all that, right? Nonsense. While those fools are working on the app, this fool comes up with an even crazier idea because he wants cash now.
He wants to raise money for the app.
So he goes, you know what? We're going to have a better festival than Burning Man, better than Coachella, better than all these festivals.
Lollapalooza, all that shit.
So this fool goes all the way to Norman Cay Island, where Pablo Escobar was shipping coke from, remember? We're going to have the festival here. Right? So, bro, there's no fucking plumbing in that island. There's no fucking sewer system. It can't hold more than 7,000 people at most, that island. So it all falls apart, bro, because they have no money.
It falls apart first, though, because the guy who owned the island said you can use it for whatever fee, but you can't mention that it was Pablo Escobar's, because that's not a cool thing over there.
And was that going to be his hook?
And that was the first thing in their first post about
everybody
it, their first social media post. And so they said, you can't use the island.
It can't be associated with Pablo.
So they kicked him out. They kicked him out of the – they said, you can't have the festival here.
So what island did he go to next?
So then he was island shopping around the area.
Long story short, bro, it gets to the point where they owe the Bahamian government, this fucking high-ranking lieutenant, $1.5 million.
Goddamn.
Like customs and stuff, right?
Yeah. They brought in bottled water, and customs were holding it for $1.5 million, bro. Mm-hmm. Truck loads of water. So this gay guy that's there, right? A partner. Older dude.
He was an event coordinator.
An event coordinator. He goes, man, you're going to have to take... He's right here telling a story like this. Why? It came to the point where I had to take one for the team. What do you mean, take one for the team? They wanted me to go over there and suck the lieutenant's dick.
Not even knowing if the lieutenant's gay, first of all.
Not even knowing he's gay. So this fool goes like this.
Second of all.
So what did you do?
The gig that never happened.
So what did you do? Well, I goggled a shitload of mouthwash first. And I hit down to the lieutenant.
You're lying, fool.
Yeah, he said I was in the car, fool, not believing I was on my way to do this.
Of that fool, employee of the month.
And he went over there, and the guy was like, look, employee you don't have of to the do
fucking
this.
Century.
And the customs guy was like, look, you know, we don't have to
this
do this. This
is a ride or die employee right here, huh?
Fool,
loyalty at his finest.
He was glad he didn't have to do it.
He said, no problem,
but he was glad he didn't have to do it.
Watch it, bro.
He was glad. But
that
I'm
going
to tell you to go watch it, to go talk about it, but damn.
Yeah, I told you 2 days ago to tell him. And then
can we just watch a little clip when we're over there? Do that one day. Oh, my God. So then what happened,
bro? So then, so that's just the beginning of the end.
Water,
so what happened?
Oh my God! So, but dude, when he's telling that story, bro, he's wearing one of those dads. You know, he's dressed like a nice.
He looks like Tom Dreesen, this guy,
exactly, a congressman,
dude, exactly,
exactly like Tom Dreesen,
exactly like Tom Dreesen. Tom Dreesen clothes.
He's classy older man, you know, so gay, like, but he goes, yeah, you take know, professional.
He said, the guy told him straight up. He told me that.
He said, imagine my 30-year career ending like this. Like that's what I. That's my final job in my 30-year production
about,
career.
He's talking about all those parties put up together. Yeah. I put up this.
Never had to do this,
but now I have to do this.
At that age, bro.
That's event coordinator of the fucking century, bro. Millennium.
Yeah, maybe he'll get some work out of that. But yeah, so basically they owe everybody their rent debt. It just falls apart.
They ever get the water back?
They got the water released. The thing is, you know what? They bought $2 million worth of booze.
Tell them how much they were charging, though.
They got $2 million worth of booze, and the duty on that in the Bahamas is 45%.
Jeez.
They owed $900,000
in taxes.
So they
didn't forecast any of this shit then?
No. And what they did forecast, he didn't have money for anyway. He was hoping for ticket sales to pay for that stuff, and that's a bad situation. You could have money
up
front.
Yeah.
For that guy,
you have to have money up front.
He goes, credit and promises.
He goes, when they were telling that other guy, well, man, we could do all this. How much time do you need to do this? 3 months. What the fuck?
You're going to
need at least a year and a half. That's what you're trying to do in 3 months, bro.
And it's in the Bahamas, but it's in the Bahamas on an unpopulated, not very populated island, so there's no infrastructure anyway. And so they're like...
It's like being out in the desert.
Yeah.
They were charging Coachella prices, bro, like... You could
beyond
have a,
Coachella.
You could have a yacht.
Yeah.
You could have a
that's what I heard. Yacht package, right?
A yacht package, $250,000.
Yeah, beachfront villa. You could have your own waiter. All this. None of this stuff existed.
People, but what's crazy is people paid for it.
Yeah. Bro, people.
I would chuck is one share from Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. Kendall Jenner got paid $250,000 for one Instagram post.
That's how much
she wasn't even showing up.
That's how much she charges.
She wasn't even going to this party. She just was mentioning it.
Can she do it for $250 for the Once Upon a Fool podcast?
Because everybody was supposed to be there, right? Kanye and
yeah,
a lot
but
of other
nobody.
Shit.
Everybody started pulling out. I think Blink-182 was the first to pull out. And it was like a day before the show because they just probably couldn't get an answer. Deposits weren't being paid. People weren't getting the answer they needed on whether the stage and the lighting was going to be to their specifications. These are headlining bands. You have to have lighting a certain way sound a certain way and the stage a
they
certain way.
They got robbed hardcore. Yeah. When they get there, bro, you see some white chick tanning floating on a mattress in the water, bro.
Yeah, it's funny. Because they ended up having like air mattresses in tents and there was a deluge of water the day before. It was a monsoon rain.
That sucks.
And so everything got wet. Bro, people didn't have anywhere to
stay.
The
day of the show was
no
the,
food.
The day of the show was this family event they have in the Bahamas. That's like I said, this is bigger than Christmas.
Yeah, the regatta on the other island was happening that same weekend.
So there
were
no hotels.
So there were nowhere to put these people anyway. But this guy just got in way over his head. He didn't have enough money to have the festival. He thought that having the festival is going to raise money for the app. Then you forget about the app.
So he never made the app?
No. So what happened nobody's going to use that app anyway.
What happened to Ja Rule?
Ja Rule is in his own
he's trouble.
He's got 17 lawsuits, I think, something like that.
There's a meme of him, bro, like with his face only being chased by a jungle, bro.
Dude, like.
Yeah, they had no food, no water, nothing for these people. And they ripped off a bunch of people who did work in the Bahamas. These people are poor people who thought they were going to make some money building stuff and helping out 18-hour days.
This is like the fake Raul Julia Jr. humble. Yeah. Jacket fools, man. Dude.
Something similar to that happened to me.
What happened?
Well, not to me, but I was booked to do. I don't know if we're talking about it, but I was booked to do a show in Rocky Point, Puerto Peñasco.
So after the hurricane or something over there?
No,
different
that.
Time. Okay.
With Coolio.
So me and Ernie G. Coolio headlining. Okay, And they had like a bunch of other bands that were going up before them, right?
Damn, a festival, basically.
It was a festival, 3-day, 2-day festival weekend in Rocky Point, Mexico, Puerto Peñasco, Coolio, me doing stand up comedy, bro. Anyways, the day of the event, these guys who did the show forgot to bribe the right people in Mexico, bro, or pay off people, or when they told them you're gonna pay us right now. They said, fuck you, you know, probably. And they said, no. You can't do that to a guy in Mexico. You're going to another
country. They'll shut your shit down, dog.
So
they'll cut the electricity off.
So then the day of the event, there was a bar next door. He had said that he was going to be closed, like, during the event, right? But then something happened. He thought they were going to they're going to let him sell beer inside the event. Or whatever happened, he didn't get what he wanted. So this fool ended up having his bar open. It's a big-ass bar, too. Free admission, bro, the whole 3 days. So nobody went. Everybody just went over there for free admission and had free drinks, DJ music. And they ended up paying $35, $40 to see Coolio, bro.
And what happened? It was empty or what?
Well, it was emptier than empty.
Did Coolio perform?
Bro, there was 2 fans there for me.
You guys performed?
Well, yeah, I performed after Coolio, bro. When I went up on stage... It was a steak bed, you know, like a truck with no background. When I was on stage, they were taking down everything, bro. There was no audience.
Fuck.
I was performing to the workers.
I've done a show like that before on a steak bed in Brawley, dog.
Oh, where Pop fell?
No, that was in fucking Lake Elsinore. Oh, did the windmill, dog. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Cut that little foot, dog, with the mic cord.
I was there with Ernie G, bro.
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 What, are we going to get paid, bro?
He said that, bro.
Fucking bro-a-thon.
The only time I laughed was on the way home, bro, when that fool would look back, and it was like boxes and boxes of flyers. And that fool threw them like this. Bro.
Of that show? It's always when you have an FBI show, you have a lot of flyers left, dog.
But it was so crazy, bro. When we're trying to get through Mexico, when we're crossing from Phoenix or whatever town it is in Mexico to get to Arizona, Mexican border. Bro, they pulled us over. We had truck of sound equipment, all that, right?
You guys came with the promoter?
Yeah. I was kidnapped, bro.
Oh, fuck, I thought you guys drove together.
Fuck no.
Bro. Elaborate, bro.
I was kidnapped, bro.
How many days, fool?
I performed one night and get in leave with them, right? But oh, 3 nights, right? But there was no show. I was there for 3 nights with no show. So I was there with a promoter.
Out there, fool?
I was there with a promoter and all the sound equipment.
And dude, the other annoying ass fool?
Yeah. So we get to the border, dude. I guess I don't know. I don't know how Mexican customs are. They want bribes too. I don't think they work that way. But dude, they took everything out.
And started threatening you guys like you had to pay some money to get back, huh?
Everything.
Las bocinas, güey.
That's when I came up with a joke. I said, "Motherfucker, we're coming into Mexico. You should be worried about the shit that's leaving your country. You should be worried about the shit that's leaving Mexico instead of worrying about talent, bro." I didn't want to fuck around, bro. These guys were all talking shit. You know, black guys never been to Mexico, some of these artists. I shut the fuck up, bro.
Oh, dude.
And I started speaking Spanish immediately. Bro, I never seen Mexican soldiers dressed in blue. And they all had AK-47s. Mm-hmm. They all had M-16s. And they were young, dude, like 18 years old. They're trigger happy, dog.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, the ones, when we went through customs to try to get in and we were waiting out there, everybody was dressed like that, too. They all had M16.
Bro, these dudes were ready, bro. Let me tell you, man. They look like they got them from Chiapas.
Yeah, they look like they're bored and ready to use those guns because there's nowhere to use them
There's nowhere to use them. They're
you
like,
can shoot anybody there.
They're like, and then some of them are just walking around fucking with people. Como te llamas, you know, like there's already...
Well, shit they can do, dog. You're in their country, dog. You know what I mean? That's your different laws, dude. Different jurisdictions.
So, man, I don't know how long. I felt like it took a day, bro, there.
Dude, they'll have you there for 8 hours, and all they're going to do is just take cash from you.
I don't know, man, but I guess these guys didn't have cash for none of this stuff. Or they were not.
Or no permits on the way in.
This was a music show called Fuego. Fuego event.
Damn. The Fuego Festival.
No relation to Fire Festival.
Was it really called?
It was lit. Ah, oh, this fool. She was lit, dog.
It was a promotion called Shell Happy. It was about everybody there had a man.
Hey, you think Coolio got ripped off too?
He performed, though.
I bet he got a deposit. Oh, he did perform.
He performed.
So you guys never didn't make it.
No, my check bounced, bro.
Oh,
when we got back, dude. He wrote me a check for $700. I went to go cash the shit at Wells Fargo. Nothing.
You never pursued any action against Apple?
Nothing.
Fuck. Oh,
who was the guy? A Mexican guy or somebody here in the States?
Here in the States. It was a guy from Shell Happy in Arizona. But they had done shows before.
They probably lost their ass.
Yeah.
But fuck that, dude. They promise you money. That's it. That's the agreement, dude.
But I got booked by not the main promoter, but his brother goes, I'll bring you along, dog. Whatever. But I got booked. I never signed no contract, you know. Before then, I never asked. But yeah, I do so. First of all, there's no rooms. We get there, bro. It's just like the documentary. There's no rooms.
And for you guys or
there's,
anybody?
There's rooms, right? But they're all like, man, it was like you kicked these doors down, bro. Right.
Casas de madera or what?
You know, that's one thing you grew. When you grew up in the hood, you're always thinking about breaking into shit or
how easy it is to break into
if this house. I would walk by this motherfucker and kick the door in.
Oh, I could just kick this door down, man. Or I could just steal this lamp. Nobody even noticing.
Criminal state of mind.
Yeah, you said that when we went to Solvang.
We're Solvang one time.
Solvang with all these Christmas trees in the most beautiful, idyllic Christmas town. And then nobody's around. And we're looking at all the Christmas lights and all the Christmas trees in town. And we're on mushrooms, right? I think. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Felipe is like, man, I just push this door in. I could get in here to this store. And it's like, there's no gates on anything. It looked like a greenhouse. It was all glass. This went.
Not one of the houses was gated.
Damn.
And I remember telling Corey Hoko about it. He goes, oh, yeah, I mean, I could just rob this place. Own this town.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Dude.
I was like, I can't believe your mind went there. Like that.
Coco got to Boulder, bro.
I went to go eat. I remember I went to go eat in that town, and I asked for a soda, and he gave it to me in a plastic bag.
Yeah. Ugh, gross.
And a straw.
Old school style.
And two ice.
Un refresco al tiempo.
What the fuck? Do they don't show me with a bottle?
Well, it's a deposit,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, it's too much money.
Yeah, you give them that shit back, they give you another one, dude, or you have to pay for it.
So, man.
Not anymore, though.
It's really like better recycling than we do here in this country, you know?
It's how we used to do it.
Yeah.
Now they got plastic shit, too.
So that hotel, one of the hotels, bro, like the owner had a cat, and he's like, well, he goes in all the rooms.
That motherfucker probably steals. Have you guys heard back in the day of like Robin Hood? They used to have cats, and the cats would go inside the little huts and open the doors, the levers. Cats fucking used to assist fools in stealing, dog.
It's a cat, bro. He's walking with his tail like he did something.
Hence the fucking
term.
He's
walking with his tail high like he did something bad.
Hence the word, cat burglar, the term.
I don't think that comes from
that.
I don't think it comes from here. I'm going to call bullshit on that story.
Raccoons, too, because they got five digits, dude. Yeah. Hussein said one time one pickpocketed him when I was hunting, me. Motherfucker stole my ID. Nah, did he really not?
I know cats steal car keys, they.
Dude, cats can do some cool ass shit, dude.
Cats, when I used to have cats, they could kill a bug like this with one nail.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys don't have a cat, dude.
That's badass.
I had two.
Cats are
bad. I'm done with cats.
I love cats, dude.
I hate litter boxes.
That's funny. A cat, you know, a road pass by, instead of stopping, he just goes.
Yeah, one nail, like, pierces it.
I've seen cats rip them apart, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they do, like, rats get the organs, and then they just rip it up.
They just want to have fun with it.
Yeah, and bring it to you. Yeah, like a little thing to chase with. Toy and shit.
Gross.
Those rooms were so bad, dude.
It, like what? Like concrete floor?
Yeah, bro. Like they don't vacuum. Metal wall. And one of the floors, they mop it, bro. Uh-huh. Like if you fall off the bed, you're going to crack your skull.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of those Mexican.
They have bathroom like floors in the living room.
It's like shit, like Cambodia fucking architecture, dog. You know what I mean?
So.
What's up?
There was nothing to do at. There was nothing to do at the what you call
all
it,
day
at the all day because there was no show. But they still had everybody there, but nobody was really performing. Everybody performing to nobody, bro.
Really, dude? So the first, they didn't even pull out the first day.
They sold 100 tickets, bro, every night.
Oh, my God.
And that's the worst when the show's big and there's only a couple people because it really big. Looks empty.
It was empty, dog. It was like a rodeo. It was empty, dog.
Fuck, dude.
A rodeo with no audience. And there was like, I remember there was a rap group called Negro League.
Oh, my God.
They were all dressed like hip, like warriors.
Bro. MC Satchel Paige.
MC Ricky Robinson.
Who else came out of the Negro Leagues that was badass?
I don't know.
I just remember the old Satchel Paige story.
A lot of fools. Pedro Guerrero. Hank Aaron, he played.
Really, yeah. Dog? He was in Negro Leagues, dog?
Yeah. And it was dying out.
So what the fuck happened, dog? With the... Hey, the fucking Ernie G performed too?
I don't know, man. I don't even remember. I know...
Fool can't do shit without an audience, dog.
I remember we went to the bar and I saw this... Black dude peeing, bro. Like, he started peeing on the side of the bar all loaded. And one of those, they had little Mexican security guards just walk around with broomsticks. It looked like a broken broomstick and a rope, bro.
Little billy club?
Like a billy club. And then, like, he's fucking, like, baggy-ass pants. Like, they don't even tell
him. Fit him right.
And like, one of those security guards didn't even ask what size you are. Póntelo away. Póntelo esto. Like, put it on.
No tailored uniform or nothing.
And then, like, a shitty-ass hat. So then that fool's tapping him with his hand first, right?
Like, stop.
Like, calmate, you know, don't do that here. Then that fool pushed him, and he asked him one more time, right, calmate. Then the second one was a poke, bro, like a poke with a stick. He goes, no. Then that fool held the stick, another one from behind came from somebody else, bro, right in the back. Ah, yeah, bro. And he had three warnings already, dog. He held out to the stick. And they pushed that fool out. And they start fucking him up, bro. He's trying to fight back. They're beating the fuck out of his ass. And then the scariest shit I've ever seen, bro. These cops show up and one of them wearing pants like Lisa. Like checker pants.
Oh. Okay, transito,
and a
dog.
Coat, bro. He's a detective, probably. In a Volkswagen, dog.
Back then, cops
had a Bean
fucking
or
Volkswagen.
There were cops,
bro.
Cars, and Volkswagens, dude, back in the day.
I
like
was
that.
Like, what the fuck?
In the 80s and 90s?
In England, they had.
He's getting beat up by Fluffy. Bro, they fucking. And then his friend is there recording the whole thing.
The black dude's friend?
Yeah, and he goes, I tapped him, bro, homie, what are you doing, dog? How long do you think it's going to take Fluffy to find a VCR for that shit? You should just take the tape, save the tape, use that camera as his bail. They were beating his ass in the car because he was being like, he didn't want to go to jail.
And it was just like cops doing that shit to him.
Cops. Right. If the real cops showed up, bro, they were just fucking him up, bro. They're probably going to beat his ass all the way to jail.
And it's going
to
take money to get that fool out of jail.
Yeah. All he has to do is not pee in the bar.
Dude, I've seen a dude get stomped the fuck out bloody on Revolution in 1996 by military fools. They were beating the fuck out of this dude. And there was a Latina chick with the brother, dog. And the brother got live with the people at the club. We were at one of those clubs, like a strip club. We were 18, could drink over there, all that shit. I went with Fraker, the Mouse, everybody. And, dude, that fool got crazy with them. And they beat his ass in the street. And the girl started trying to stop it and shit. They beat the shit out of her, too, dog.
Welcome like, to Mexico.
Fucked up, like.
Welcome to Tijuana.
Like limp, almost dead looking.
You don't mess around, bro, in any country, bro.
Dude. Yeah, dude, I wouldn't fuck around, dog.
I wouldn't either.
How did it look to you guys when you guys went this last time? Did it look still dangerous, TJ?
Hell no.
No.
Just the fact
it was crowded and New Yorkish, you know, in certain parts where we were staying.
The place that we went to go eat was all hipsters, bro.
Yeah.
Hipsters. You guys didn't
that little gastro pub that we went to do that interview.
At night you guys didn't cruise Revolution or nothing?
No.
The beach was badass, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the beach was really nice.
Las Playas de Tijuana.
Yeah, they were playing. Some musicians were playing. They had a vegan restaurant on the beach there in Playas. It was cool.
So, man.
What's up?
So, I don't know, man. It was just... I felt like I was kidnapped the whole time I was there. And I'm pretty sure those people in that fire festival were kidnapped.
Oh, dude.
But, and I was a performer and I felt like I was kidnapped.
Yeah, the problem was that, okay, so he's trying to have this festival to pay for the app, but then the festival ends up costing a ton of money, which I don't know why he didn't predict that. But he thought he could sell enough tickets to pay for this festival. And then the profit from it would be to pay for this app, right? But he gets so bogged down in debt from this festival with costs he didn't expect that the festival just never happens. Well, the people show up, but like it doesn't happen.
How many people
happen.
Did he have the as far as like an attendance?
I don't know. It was a few thousand, I think. It was supposed to be like 20,000 was the estimate.
Everybody
the expected.
Rushed to it. The commercial, the ad was amazing, though.
Yeah. The ad was everything.
The one that
they
had
spent
Pablo
all the,
in there. This is Pablo's Island and all that shit.
Yeah, and it was like a beautiful. It had models and slow motion and everybody's glowing. Yeah, so they got a lot of influencers like Kendall Jenner and some other people to just post about it and build the hype.
People with 21.5 million followers.
Yeah.
Goes so, to show that that shit worked.
Yeah, so that was posting and then. I got everybody, but the thing is, the influencers also. Kendall Jenner wasn't coming, but
yes,
people
Renee.
Like that level were getting paid as well. If they went to the festival, they would get paid with a room, a villa, a nice place for free. Like that was their incentive to go there is to get this free villa and enjoy the festival, and they'd post about it and everything. But they're losing money on those because not enough other people were buying villas, you know,
yeah.
renting villas and stuff. They were wanting the tents or staying somewhere else, trying
the
to find somewhere
else. Tents
were
expensive too.
Like, we're not that rich, motherfucker.
Yeah. But so they were like, you know, $900 or $1,000 for
that
a
was
weekend
like the cheapest.
Pass or something was the cheapest. But they weren't making enough because all those tickets were being sold. So then he's like, well, we'll just make them sold out. So all they can do is buy the premium.
Fucking rat. Is so, that, sure that's probably like a little, an added to a little criminal
yeah,
list of.
And, but
it
was a lot, man.
Charges or whatever. And what ended up happening with this fool? Did he get
he's
prosecuted?
He's in jail right
well,
now.
He went to jail and he got bailed out and started another scam.
You're lying,
but
dog.
He started a scam while he was out on bail. And then they put him in again and
that
he's
fool,
in for a long
bro.
Time.
Who's going to fall for this? Only idiots, right? I have 100 Hamilton tickets for sale. You know, that should be sold out for a whole year.
Yeah, he sold tickets on the side to raise money, too, but tickets that didn't exist. He's defrauding people. But then what happened was...
Oh, like Peter play Paul, right? One of those
yeah, but
the
then
tickets.
He makes some stupid mistakes because he would try to sell Hamilton tickets, but he doesn't have Hamilton tickets and he doesn't have a way to get cheap Hamilton tickets.
Up.
Then they're like, the day of the show, where are my tickets? I paid you for my tickets. And then he goes, oh, sorry, meet me at this corner or whatever. So then he shows up with physical tickets that he just bought and paid a ton of money for. So he lost money on the deal because he wanted to give these people their tickets so they wouldn't complain online and all this stuff. So he's losing money.
Get
and
indicted
then,
again.
So then he's got to buy tickets for something or try to sell tickets for something else to pay back that debt. Like, he's just dumb.
And what's the deal with this fool? Does he come from money?
Yeah,
no,
man.
I don't think so.
Who's funding
so.
All this shit?
He had to sell Fluffy tickets to pay for Joe Coy tickets. And then Joe Rogan tickets to pay for the fucking Theo Von tickets, bro.
It was crazy.
Man, he'd say with those hitters, man. Jesus, dude, what the fuck?
I don't think Ja Rule got away with it yet. He's got, I think
really?
They
so
said
he has
was,
problems too?
He said he got away with it, but he has like 17 lawsuits, I think, still.
From the Fyre Festival?
Yeah. I don't think he had a criminal thing, but he has civil lawsuits.
How about investors? They lose out on.
Yeah, investors lost out and also all the ticket buyers.
My brother Angel's going to have a Tijuana Comedy Festival, bro. Right now he has Ernie G promoting it. He has Flaco headlining it. He says that Flaco's going to perform in a hologram. Shout out to Flaco!
Flaco will be the only performer, the only comic living who will have a hologram while he's living.
Man, so this fool, he's out on bail right now. So
make
he's,
more money that way.
The Fyre guy, he's still waiting to get.
He's actually, not on bail anymore. He's in jail.
He got prosecuted. Mm-hmm. What did he get?
I don't remember what the final charge was.
Or his sentence.
I mean, his sentence.
And does he have money stored away somewhere? I mean, was it? I mean, I ain't trying to like say that it's good to do crimes if you get some money and get away with it. But I mean, there has something's up with this dude. I mean, does he have like a big old thing of cash somewhere?
Who are you calling?
Flaco. What's up, Flaco? You told me to call you, fool. I'm calling you. You're on the podcast, fool. Everybody's saying to call you right now, so.
It is, fool. What
turn
up?
Your volume all the way up. Your volume all the way up.
Chilling, dog.
Turn the volume up.
I'm going to put the volume up, bro, because you're talking like you're in the hospital.
Unless you put it to the mic here.
There you
oh,
go.
You are? What's,
you yeah, are? Man. I just got out of surgery a couple of days ago. Still recovering, but I'm still in there, man. Still hanging in there.
Good luck, dog.
How you guys been?
Good, fool.
On yours.
Well, we got technical difficulties. Casa de Rich. Hang on. They're getting the line ready.
What up, fool? You still there? Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, he's there. You hear us, though?
Can you hear him?
Yeah, it's just way too loud is what I'm saying.
So I don't know what to do. I thought we were trying to put it up.
Go ahead. Just keep talking.
I thought you were putting it up.
No, I'm going like this.
Oh, thank you. What up? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're here doing a podcast, bro. Chilling. People say, call you. Everybody say, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
So you're right now. How are you feeling?
Better, bro. Better. I got out of surgery a couple of days ago, but I'm in recovery right now.
Is that true? There was a fundraiser that started by Alfred Robles last night, a comedy show. I want to know if it was real.
It's real, dog. It's going towards a new car. Man.
What up? Yeah, man. How's everything, though, man? Huh?
Everything's okay, man. I'm not out of the woods yet, but I'm getting there, you know?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, man.
Hope you're doing better, bro. Everybody asking me. Everybody says you sound good.
What? Yeah. I was talking to him. I'm trying to get back quick, man.
Well, the last time you performed?
I'm probably not going to be able to perform for like to the end of the year, 6 months to a year. I lost some legs. I lost my legs, basically. The part of my legs, but I'm moving my feet, and with rehab, I should be able to walk again.
All right.
Pretty soon, dude.
Cool, man. Yeah, man. Play some Madden.
We'll play some Madden. Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. We love you, bro. Hope you get better.
Yeah, man.
Take care, Flocker.
Alex DeLarge says, what's up?
Who's that?
Some guy said, Alex, he goes, thoughts and prayers to Flocko and Rizzo's herpy.
He's going to give you a cruise. Eh?
I remember. Rizzo had a...
That was last January.
He had a fucking herpes.
I took a picture of it.
A cold sore, right?
Yeah, what?
Rizzo had a cold sore on his lip. What? You there?
Hello? Yeah, we hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yo.
Hello?
What's up, fool? All right, dog.
Well, yeah, man. Looking forward to getting out of here and seeing you guys again.
All right, dog. Take care, big dog.
I will, dude. I will.
All right, fool.
All right, fool. Bye, Lisa. Bye, Rodrigo.
Bye, Flocko. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, I took a picture of that fool's herp, and then a week later, I got one.
Everybody go give Bob. Fuck yeah. Everybody go tell Flocko what's up. Flocko Siegel on Twitter.
No, Flocko Siegel's on Instagram.
Flocko Siegel on Instagram.
No, wait, you're right. Flocko Siegel's on Twitter. Flocko Siegel. And then on Instagram, he's Funny Flocko.
Okay, Funny Flocko.
What are you going to say?
And then that's funny. I used to mess up his name a lot. Flocko Guzman.
I used to call him Isaac Flocko Martinez.
You called him Flocko Jimenez.
Yeah, that's what I used to call him. The Texas tornado, right?
And that's tough. So he lost all the power in his legs, the strength in his legs. That's what he said.
Like a chopstick.
Fuck, man. That's tough.
Man, that's tough to be lived. He beat the odds, right?
Yeah, man. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, most of those guys usually die when they're 30.
Oof.
People with Marfans.
Yeah. Start buying these jokes. What's up, fool? Flocko, man.
That's Flocko's in there, very man. Skinny.
But you know, Felipe got that Gene Simmons hair. I know, bro. Try brushing it.
You know any Kiss songs, fool?
I was made for loving you, baby.
We'll drive you crazy.
I've never been a Kiss fan.
I love it. When I was a kid, I was into them.
Yeah, that's
rock
all I know.
Roll all night.
It's like five
party,
songs.
Party every day. I know those fools. Like, guitar fools are really into Kiss. Like, Sink It In.
You know the other song that...
Detroit Rocks. That's it.
Detroit Rock City. The other one I was singing just now, that I was made for loving you,
that was
baby,
a shit song. With that was my song right there.
That's a bad song.
That was more of their comeback.
Paul Stanley, huh?
That was Paul singing, but that was more of their comeback In the 80s.
Did they go through a drug stage too?
No, never.
I do like just
well, drug stage. I mean, Ace yeah, did, but Gene one. And Paul yeah. are clean, clean dudes.
I don't think they even drink, right?
No. They're clean and they're...
Because Ace isn't in the band anymore,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah.
How about that dude that took over for Ace a while back? He had a gold cross.
Ankh guy.
Ankh! The Ankh!
The Ankh one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
You know the Ankh?
Nah.
That was a really... I think I had stopped following him for a long time. So, yeah, and man. Then that I missed that part.
I heard there's a crazy story about Kiss. Some dude that was a roadie told us that Kiss was on tour one time and the drummer got sick, dude. So the drum tech fucking played the fucking show. And then he was all tripping out. How the fuck would a drum tech fucking be able to? He's all, you know, he's probably a drummer and fucking just
yeah,
knew
the
songs.
Yeah, drummer. He knows the song.
And he's all, well, what better way? They should put makeup on that motherfucker.
He yeah. became the fox.
Yeah, the fox I missed too. You told me about the fox.
Come on, Lisa.
And I didn't even believe I'm you. Not, I was like, what are you talking about, the fox?
Oh, making up shit, huh?
I really thought he was making it up. I missed the fox entirely. I didn't even know that part of Kiss history. Kiss history, I mean, sorry.
There was a
history.
There was a fox.
Sorry, Kiss
there was
Army.
One more.
No.
Who? The wolf.
No. No.
The parakeet. Oh, sorry. The
spit on me.
Yeah, I remember one time Jerry spit on Crapton's lady, and his lady's all, God. You don't have an STD, dude.
All Kiss members.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
All Kiss members.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know a lot too much about Kiss. Just their suits and shit.
Man, I loved them when I was a kid, but they are just bubblegum. It's not.
But a lot of, like, I trip out. A lot of guitar fools are super into him for some reason. That dude that Vinny works for is all into him. All
right, John Esther Koo overslept.
Koo, 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 koo.
It's so cold. Huh?
She just emailed me. Well, she emailed you. So everybody go to Esther Koo's page.
Miss a little Mrs.
Esther Koo, koo, K-U-K-U.
I met
Gene
Tell her whack.
I met Gene Simmons and his
for
wife.
Not showing up.
Where?
At the improv. They saw my show.
Oh, really?
Then I told Gene Simmons, and he, of course, I said, let me see your tongue. He goes, the floor is dirty, but I guess the everyday joke he always says.
Yeah, he says that all the time.
I seen him one
know.
Time.
I saw him, too, at the HBO party.
Oh, the last time you guys went?
At the premiere of Venom, I think.
Venom.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Was he with the wife, too?
Yeah, and the kids,
and his tall
too.
Ass son.
Yeah, his tall son.
Yeah, I seen him one time at NAMM, fool, when he was doing the...
You were in Vietnam?
Nah, the NAMM show. Nash, what is it, the fucking guitar and... fucking drums and all that bullshit at the Anaheim Convention Center, but it's when he was doing that reality show. So he had an entourage, and then people recorded cameras and shit. It was all like fucking. He's all, you know how he walks, and his face is all like. Exactly.
He loves being the center of attention.
It was all like he was a god or something.
I know he moves slowly, so he
like,
controls the pace.
Easy wizard.
Here are all the Kiss ever members right here: Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, Vinnie Vincent. Eric Carr, that's a fox. Tommy Thayer, Eric Singer, Bruce Kulick, and Derek Shannon and Mark St. John.
Who wakes up at 1 p.m.?
Comics, bro. What's up with
the... You're some bro.
What comics? If you're
comics,
waking up at
bro.
1...
What's up with them?
Come on.
I was going to ask you about Kiss.
I think when Kiss did their separate albums, I had a feeling they were going to not be together for a while.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted a Peter one, huh?
Oh, that Weezer album, the blue album, he has a song about Kiss. That he names all the dudes. That's it. But yeah, I was never to Chris Kiss.
Even without makeup, you could tell Ace had all the chicks, huh?
He was the ugliest one though without makeup.
I know,
he was always my favorite.
Me too.
As a little girl, like
you
know, he just
feminine,
seemed,
right?
Maybe it's the shape of his costume or something.
I liked it.
I liked it.
Oh my god, man! For,
it was space age. Nobody else was space. He was
for
a
Halloween,
space
bro.
Guy.
I tried to be Ace.
Space Ace.
We at our summer camp, we totally have musical shows, and dude, we'll put on musical shows, and this guy George, there'll be kids that do like they'll lip sync to the Beatles, but this one fool, I forgot his name, he did the fucking Kiss, and they went all out, bro. And that fool tried to spit fire and told him not to, but he had like a blood coming out of him.
Yeah.
He had like fake blocking with this.
I know, he was scary to me when I was
and
a kid.
Me too. And they won the talent contest.
Cool,
Kiss, because they were all badass. And I remember I tried to copy that guy's costume for Halloween.
Ace Frehley.
Yeah. So I got like this. I find this cut out this color cardboard. Oh, my mom beat my ass. I don't give a fuck, dog. I got all the aluminum foil we had, and I put it around, and I made the thing. Fuck, God. It was like a Pancho Villa thing, right?
What did you do for a guitar, fool?
Fool. I got a piece of cardboard, and I cut it in, and I made it look like a guitar, and I just taped that shit to a stick. And I tried to spray paint it gray, silver. But then it had the black pants, and then it had the fucking makeup, dog.
My mom didn't have the makeup.
My mom did the makeup. It was sad.
You look like Captain Chaos.
My teeth look like Charlie Brown.
That roadie fool told us a story about Kiss that his friend's job was to prepare the limos with the pools in it after the show, and each one of those would have one of the band members with chicks in it.
Pools
inside the limo, dude.
Like hot tub things?
Yeah, hot tub pool. Crazy, huh? Fuck. But they were nasty, fucking.
Yeah, that's gross.
Enormous, like. Oh, no. I mean, it's cool, I guess, you know, if you're a fucking rock star shit, but that's like beyond, huh? Ew.
You're sex a fan of POD, tub. Right?
Fuck no. I hate that band.
I feel so alive.
Yeah.
Oh, so alive.
I feel so alive. I can't stand that song.
So alive.
Papa Roach, I can't stand those fucking bands.
I like Uncle Cracker.
Yeah,
that era of music. Limp Bizkit. I hate
oh
all
my
that,
god, yeah. Dude, the
fuck
worst.
All those guys. I'm so glad Limp Bizkit died. I was so happy.
The only band that I
Limp
love
Bizkit
out of those
and Kid
bands
Rock
is Deftones.
He thought he was the shit, man. Limp Bizkit.
That guy.
Oh, and definitely Linkin Park.
Yeah,
Sum 41.
What was the guy? Limp Bizkit. What's his name? Fred.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
Look into these eyes.
How did that guy have chicks?
I never liked
or
when,
any popularity.
When I hated
that's
like
what I'm, marginal, how? Talented motherfucker.
Like Maroon 5, fuck that band, bro. Like
I used to hate on them a lot, but they're kind of talented.
Like the only rocker I ever liked with short hair was Queen. That's it. Like anybody else with short hair, get the fuck out of here, man. If you don't have the balls to grow your hair long, don't sing, dog.
When Freddie cut his hair though, that's when their sound changed. Mama.
There you go.
It is. By the way, as a super huge Queen fan and Freddie Mercury fan,
see the movie.
I just saw the movie.
We have it at home.
We finally, if you want it, we have the disc at home for the SAG Awards. But I was disappointed.
I
was highly disappointed.
Same thing.
Did you watch it?
I didn't think this fool was long enough to play him.
For one, he's tiny.
And short.
I thought it was over exaggerated on the map. I don't know. There's a lot
of
shit.
Well, not really. If you ever watch Freddie,
right,
Freddie's fucking, his teeth are
right, right,
up,
right. But it was just like, I don't know, man. It's definitely missing something.
I think Freddie is 5'10 or 5'11. He's not short, but he's not.
But he looks like, you know,
giant.
When he sings.
Yeah. He was he is trained in ballet.
Yeah,
this guy
was,
didn't seem like
stubby and stiff.
So that's one thing I had a problem with. But the other thing was the timeline of the music and like,
didn't match up.
It didn't match, and how they were saying nobody knew who they were.
They're
when
crazy.
I knew that they had an album out, that it was their third album here. It was Sheer Heart Attack was here, very popular at that time when they were talking about them doing Top of the Pops. I don't know what he was talking about. Like little things like that bugged me. And I just felt like they weren't showing enough infighting before.
Yeah, none
he
of that shit. It was just out. Like all like.
It was like, yes, that's a great idea. Let's do opera.
Like, that's how they did it. You know they didn't write it.
You
like
know
that.
They didn't.
But the other part was these motherfuckers. Dude.
I was disappointed.
They made it all about Live Aid, I thought.
That right. Too.
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That too.
Like, you watch that Oasis documentary?
No.
Oh,
I know.
I
just found it in the.
Dude,
I just found it on streaming.
It's badass, dude.
I just found it on streaming. It's in our queue.
Those motherfuckers are bad as fuck, dude.
But see, that's a documentary.
Yeah.
I think that
it's
Queen needs a documentary
movie.
Instead
yeah.
of a fictional.
I thought it fell short. And you know who's having another little musical movie now? Elton John. Because I went to go to the theaters.
Is he behind it?
I don't know.
Oh.
But, yeah, we'll
yeah,
see.
I know Sacha Baron Cohen was supposed to star
that's
in it too. And then he owned the story.
He looks better. I
think he would have been better too. And when I heard he was involved, I was excited. But then like 2 years went by and it didn't happen. And it was kind of like the Richard Pryor movie, like getting
the
rights to things. And it just fell
and
apart.
And the Jimi Hendrix movie.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix movie too with Andre 3000, which actually was filmed.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It
where
out
the
there.
Fuck is that? I really wanted to see that one too. Because he looked a lot like Jimi Hendrix. And not just looking like him. Like,
yeah.
You know, it was the whole thing with Queen. I was so excited about it and disappointed. Anyway.
What's up, boo? What's up, everybody? Esther Koo couldn't make it.
She fell asleep. She slept
too late.
Catching up on her sleep. And
Visalia, February 1st, Fox she just Theater.
Did the porn awards.
AVN Coachella, awards. February. She must be sore.
She's recovering.
Thought I was talking, bro.
Oh, dude.
You're all night, bro. All fucking 7 hours. You're going to sit through bad speeches.
And probably do like red carpet interviews and stuff, too.
Imagine, dog, like crying because you got the award for best anal, like the way Woofy Comedy says it. Who do you want to want to thank my mom for kicking me out of the house when I was 12 and telling me I'm not going to be anybody?
Yeah.
Imagine that shit, dude.
Man, Joe Diaz loves Narcos. Huh? How many times have you seen it, dude?
I'm watching it for the sixth time, bro.
And you know the best, I think the best rock documentary is still Some Kind of Monster. I think that's still my favorite
one. I never liked Metallica, and I can't stand the fucking drummer.
No, me neither. I can't stand any of those guys.
I didn't like them until I seen them live, but because the drummer's all in the thing about Metallica, we're going to take over the world.
I know.
The fuck up, dog.
Yeah, but I never liked Metallica, and
but
then
they get the bass player. That's what's cool about that.
But it's honest too, and they don't hide the ugly fights that they had, which I liked. But,
I didn't know he was all fucked up on booze like that either.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that and then the fucking manager Svengali guy coming in and controlling everything, trying to get involved.
And the guy that was...
then he starts giving like a baseline or advice or
it was
something
like a psychiatrist or something.
Yeah,
right?
he's a psychiatrist. Remember
when they were going to fire that fool?
Yeah.
And then, hey guys, like he got all mad and like... It's like, what the fuck? Like, he thought the band was dumb. Like, he was actually controlling them, and they fucking snapped out of it.
They remembered, too. Oh, yeah, we pay this guy. We can let go of him.
Fuck, dude, man.
Yeah, he was crazy. I
found a little gravy
train. That's funny, man. That go cuckoo Khan said that Esther needs a cuckoo clock.
Very good one.
I bet they told that for before that because of the same
name. That's funny,
dog. What's up, fool? Don't forget, man, I'm coming to Birmingham, Alabama. February 15th through the 17th at the Stardome, Raleigh, North Carolina at the Raleigh Improv, February 22nd through the 24th, Miami, Florida. Get ready, Carreta. I'm coming to get some rice and beans only and coffee every morning. Cool. March 8th through the 10th at the Improv. Also, shout out to that guy who gave me those cigars. Forgot your name.
And Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
On Instagram.
He's from Maryland. And shout out to that guy who gave me those Don Marco coffee.
Don Francisco.
Don Francisco coffee. Can't wait to taste it.
Is that right?
Don Francisco, maybe, yeah.
But Don Francisco is a TV guy, right?
Yeah.
No, okay, I'm confusing myself.
Stater Brothers.
Okay.
Motley Crue versus Guns N' Roses. Who's better?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, no?
But I don't know.
I don't know. I like Motley Crue better for myself.
Too Fast for Love is a fucking masterpiece, dude.
I do love Motley Crue.
You know those fools had a diamond.
How about November Rain, bro?
You what?
In a cold November Rain.
See, I hated anything after they did the fucking Sweet Child of Mine thing. And then I hated that Axl Rose thought he was a singer. That's what I hated.
Oh, man.
And I felt like in that one, his drama really comes out in that fucking song. I think he wrote the lyrics like a high school girl. That's a high school girl lyrics.
What's the name of the drummer?
Steven Adler.
Steven Adler, I read his book.
Yeah, his
book
was
good. But after I heard him on Howard Stern, I downloaded the book on iBooks, and I think I read the book in a week.
Does he do the narration? He does the
book. No, I read it, actually.
Oh, you read it.
It is hardcore. He gets into it in detail how... When he was working at that nightclub when he was a kid, like high school kid with long hair.
From the Valley,
always
right?
Party. Mm-hmm. He was a party fucking animal, dude.
Dude, he had a hairy chest at like 14, dog.
He said that he got molested, bro, by these two promoters in Hollywood over and over because he partied too much.
Yeah.
Crazy ass.
Because they say right now that fool has a band and he actually plays the first record from beginning to end. Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah. I love to see that shit.
Was he kicked out as a kid? Kicked out of his house?
Yeah.
Is that his thing?
Yeah. He was hanging. Him and what's his name were pals before they met Axl.
Slash.
But he was like neglected at some age. Had just forgotten
about
neglected,
something
at some point, right? Yeah.
He had to go live with grandma or something.
Yeah.
That fool was crazy.
I was trying to wonder what.
That
fool
bad.
Good ass.
That fool. That fucking drumming on that record, dude.
He talks about how when he went out loud, how Axl wrote to the hold out and I gave him his money and his wife. Sued and got the money back.
Well, he actually sued him and got a piece of that thing. What's his name?
He talks about how Axl Rose would save his voice for the good shows. That they were going to do a show in New York that was free or no, some concert. And then They were all there, and he didn't show up, so they didn't do the show. And the next day, they had a show on TV or somewhere, and he was all better again.
All of a sudden.
So he was saving his voice for the good shit, because you can't be screaming like a fucking opera singer your whole life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not a good singer, technically. He sings wrong. Right? Yeah. He sings the wrong way, so he's going to give himself nodes on his vocal cords screaming like that. Brian Johnson did the same thing in
Welcome
AC/DC.
To the jungle!
Brian Johnson didn't have the same voice that Bon Scott had. No way. I mean, Bon Scott's voice was really a gravel-soaked, raspy voice naturally.
Yeah,
Brian Johnson turns it on screaming like that. And then he ended up with nodes on his vocal cords he can't perform anymore.
Here's some Axl Rose, bro.
Knocking on heaven's door. Oh, yeah. I don't know. She's a rocket queen. Oh, yeah. I gotta listen to that shit again.
So like,
but
it's a little bit like I love the like Janis Joplin voice.
Dude, it's a little bit. Yeah,
they're bad as fuck, dude.
I do like
that first fucking record. Like everything came together right for that record. Even with the next
but
drummer,
after,
like usually everybody says those are masterpieces. I don't really agree with that. I did that first one, but you know whose book I read this badass? It's Slash's book.
Yeah,
you never read it.
No, I never read it.
You read it, Felipe?
No.
But Motley Crue the Dirt. But Motley Crue the Dirt, the first edition of that, when it came out again or in paperback, Nicky rewrote a lot of that stuff dropped a lot of stories.
Oh, that motherfucker's bad.
But you had it, right?
I had it, and it tore apart. Remember?
Yeah,
it was a good.
Why did you
take
those stories?
Oh, a good book.
I don't know.
They
toned it down or did different
or really?
Out of the dirt. I don't know why.
Look at me like a guy who can't read. It had pictures in it.
Yeah, that feels bad, dog.
But he talks about the 6 day binge that he did with Vanity and
that was in detail.
Yeah, detail. And how they were hallucinating and they were like paranoid in this bedroom. Yeah. And they locked themselves into the room so they wouldn't get hurt while they were coming down. It was weird, man.
Well,
that
shit
was
fucking.
They injected everything. He's injected everything into his body at some point just to try and see if it works to get him high. Crazy.
I just want to get weed high, dog. That's it. I'm cool, dog.
Our dog got squishy. She went to the dentist today.
You guys get a little grill or what?
Well, I want to get a little grill for a front teeth.
A little gold tooth? A little gold canine?
Why is that guy... I feel like Lisa's prejudiced towards glam rock.
Whoa.
Why?
Because you don't like
Who
Cinderella.
Did I mention? I never said I didn't like Cinderella, but that's... I didn't ever said I was prejudiced for glam rock. And I wouldn't consider Motley Crue glam rock. They're
Motley Crue's not glam rock.
They were metal.
That's like
pop
rat, right?
Metal. Yeah. I'd say glam rock would be David Bowie. That glam rock would be T-Rex. Glam rock would be
Cinderella.
Toto.
Maybe Cinderella would be in there. Yeah. I guess hair bands kind of
would
come into play.
That'll be called more hair bands.
That's hair band. Glam rock's T-Rex.
The original glam rock was more punkish, right? Alternative?
No, it was before that. I'd say late set. I'd say it ended with New York Dolls. That was
New York
the
Dolls,
end.
New York glam rock.
That's the end of glam rock. But David Bowie started it, that whole androgynous thing. Queen would be considered glam rock, I'd think.
Yeah, so
anybody, any man who wore makeup and was androgynous, you know.
Bon Jovi.
Rock and roll.
I wouldn't consider Guns N' Roses glam rock. They're hair band. They're
hair band
and metal.
Heavy metal, yeah. Because they got a little bit of punk in them.
Maybe.
It's a badass story in that book, dog. Slash's book. He's half black, right? And his mom's from South Central. His dad's from England. And that fool from, I think it's, wow, I forgot what bad. Dickie Lawless. Is that his name?
Blackie Lawless.
Slash?
Yeah, no. Well, Slash is telling the story. Yeah. Him and Duff McKagan was chilling. And that dude said, yeah, dude, what do you mean fucking, you know? He's going to say it like, you know. N-words can't play guitar, dude. You know?
Who said that?
Blackie Lawless.
Yeah.
And then that he told Slash, and Slash ran over there, and that fool ran away, dog.
Hey,
Motherfucking Prince. How can you deny any of those black guys who have played?
I'm trying to remember if Steve Adler said that.
Wildly racist parents.
They were together with that guy from Alley Guns. Mark Guns,
what
was his name?
Well, what's his name? That's why it's
Alley Guns used to be. Like,
Axl Rose.
Yeah. Axl Rose had his own band called Axl Rose, right?
No, well, he was in L.A. Guns. He took Guns part of that name.
Because they were playing together in a van, and the van broke down, and the guy from L.A. Guns said, fuck this, I'm out of here.
That story's in
there,
too.
And they kept going, and he goes, when he got to the show, he goes, fuck, there were Guns and Roses. But the guy
was Izzy Stradlin also in L.A. Guns?
Yeah. With Axl Rose.
Yeah,
right?
With Axl Rose, I guess.
Because he's the first one to drop out.
I loved Izzy Stradlin. He was my favorite. He was my favorite.
Yeah,
in the band.
Good.
That motherfucker, dude.
He was the skinniest guy I've ever seen.
Rock and roll, too, man.
Well, dude, that fucking picture in the back of that album, he was just fucking, they were knocking back, dude, bottles of fucking Jack Daniels raw, dog. No coke or nothing, dog. Just straight.
He never mentioned Axl Rose getting fucked up on the book.
Who did?
Steven Adler.
I think he did in the beginning, and then he went straight. But it was
weird, like, he had, like, Axl felt like he had, I felt like these two were their own crew, and Axl had his own crew outside the band.
Yeah. Well, the way they make it look is, how they do it in NWA, he kind of turned into Eazy-E. Yeah.
But Axl always had the fame, the desire for fame and being that rock star lead guy. I think alcohol was his choice of drug for most of the time, and I don't think he went as deep as the other guys into with addiction. And Axl, yeah, he had his sights on fame, so that was all that was important.
How many fools dressed like him afterwards, bro, when it came out?
Dog. Everybody, dog. But if you notice them, they were on their first video, and Jerry pointed this out. He's like, they were glam. And then the next video, they were all dressed like bikers and shit.
Yeah, I never saw that glam. Did they have makeup and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Like,
oh, maybe Axl Rose did have some makeup on in Welcome to the Jungle, huh? He did have some eyeliner on. You're right. I never thought of them that way.
But there's a badass set you can get on YouTube where they're playing I want to say it's a Roxy or maybe the Whiskey, but they rip it the fuck up right before they blew up, dude.
And they used
when
to,
they were perfect, all those songs.
There was an old photo of them. They used to go to Cantor's and eat after they rehearsed.
His buddy wrote a book because Slash used to work there.
I think there's a photo at Cantor's or in the Kibitz room.
I saw Slash
from Hollywood.
I saw Guns N' Roses in 1983.
Where, fool?
At the Alley Street Scene.
How was
but
it?
I don't
though?
Know who they were. But that guy would play that song and go, this is dedicated to, he played that song for the cops, bro. There was a lot of cops lined up. Remember he had that song that was anti-cop?
Who?
Guns N' Roses.
They did a cover of something. I knew fucking there's a picture of him and Ice Cube and him and.
But then he said, this go for these assholes over there.
He was an anti-establishment, dude. Yeah. Anti-fucking, authority fool.
I saw Axl. I saw Guns N' Roses, a band with a bunch of fucking drum renegade.
Renegade.
And Striper, bro.
Striper. That's the band you see when you can't see all the other bands.
I know. Everything else is sold out. We got Striper tickets. So.
I was trying to watch.
No thanks.
I was trying to watch Stevie Wonder.
I couldn't
bro.
Name a Striper song if I tried.
Stevie Wonder was performing on the City Hall stairs. You know, the City Hall.
Right there in front.
Stevie Wonder was performing there, but it was like too many people to get there, bro.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to go over there to the Rock. It was like less people. Stevie Wonder had everybody. And they had the Alley Dream Team perform there. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dream Team is in the house. Strawberry. Rockberry. 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 Din, din. Bass. Twice as sweet as sugar.
I gotta go.
Rockberry. Rockberry.
Kid MC in the mix right now.
Come on, Kid MC, let's go.
That's funny. When I did the Baker Boys and they asked
me. Oh, yeah, Monday, rap. Huh?
Yeah, so, yeah, bro, Kid MC.
You did the rap at the end with those fools?
I stole all my rap from Frankenstein. Rappenstein.
Dr. Rappenstein.
Yeah, there's a fool called Rappenstein.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
Isn't, what's the name? George Clinton. Does it call it Dr. Funkenstein?
Dr. Funkenstein. Mm-hmm. That was one of his.
What's up, fool? West Side Dance. Okay, shout out to everybody here. German Dust. Hector.
Wait, let's go back to the beginning because there's a guy from England here I want to give a shout out to.
Hello, mate.
How are the fries? The chips?
The chips.
Francisco de Jesus, Omar Gonzalez, German. Thick Rico Sanchez, German. Aldo Bibiano, Omar Gonzalez, Fernando Estrada, Bugsy, SGB, Adelita, baby. Charlie! Nacho, Nacho, man. I want to eat some nachos, man. Flacos Tacos. R. Esparza, 1980. My ass boyfriend has a different story about how Axl Rose got his name. Okay. We're not talking about Axl Rose. We're talking about the band, Guns N' Roses, by the way. Nonsense. Shout out to Nonsense.
We talked a little about Axl.
But not how he got his name. We talked about how he got Axl Rose.
Alex DeLarge said he doesn't remember none of these artists. We are old, first of all, but These artists aren't that old.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Fucking Tony Bennett?
You might have been a kid. You know like
Alex DeLarge looks like now? I think I told you. When I was a little, I think when we were driving home from Turlock, I told you that there was a photo of my dad all fucked up somewhere.
With his friend with the hubcap on his head?
Yeah, that's what Alex DeLarge looked like.
Looks like your dad fucked up?
Find that photo.
No, it was his friend.
Looks like his friend.
My friend's dad. My dad is fucked up, right? But they're all taking a photo. They're drinking. They're at work.
Good times.
And my dad had a tank top, but his friend had a tank top. And, you know, you could tell he was trying to be funny. So he puts a hubcap on his head like a hat, and he's dancing with it. And that's what Alex DeLarge looks like. Hubcap hat man. What's up, fool?
We did have What's Up, Fool on a beanie, but they sold out, and we don't make them anymore.
We had them
I
have
one,
too.
Dude. I don't have a hat, though.
We should get some more beanies with the new logo, but sewn on. I'll do that for winter next year.
With a patch.
Next year, yeah, a patch.
Yeah, with a little ball right here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, everybody, man. We gotta go. We can't stay here no more.
Have a wonderful rest of the week.
Later.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.